Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the Torah of Agon Moreno Reb Shimon Shkop, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And we are basing ourselves, as in some of the other Shiurim, on the Sefer Chashiva Mishpatit B'Yeshivot Lita of Dr. Shai Vosner Shlita. It's a big Talmud Chacham and a professor, and this was his doctorate, which afterwards turned into a book. So in this year we're going to be talking about Isser and Chalos Isser. So in the Shiurim we've been talking about the nature of Isurim. There's something called an Isser, and there's something called a Chalos Isser. An Isser is klal et nagut kategori, asher oser levatzea peula mugderet. It is a general behavioral category that forbids one from doing a certain action. Another term for Isser is Azhara, shehu ha'eged ha'normativi שמכוון התנהגות ומכוון, סליחה, התנהגות ומסיר את הנמען לבעל יפעל באופן המוגדר בחוק. So Azhara is a normative expression that directs behavior and warns the person it is being directed at that he shouldn't act in a way that the law forbids. For example, kol chaylev lo tochelu. One is not allowed to eat chaylev. That's why there's an azhara not to eat chaylev, not to eat forbidden fats. Chalal people today like to stay away from fat, which is good. Even permitted fats, but certainly forbidden fats. So that's the idea of isser. Isser is the normative behavior of a person that we're asking or forbidding. Liu madzot. Chalot isur. What were they saying? They see the shivas chalos isur. So ask somebody, what does it mean chalos isur? What does that mean? Hitchunat ha'isur shechala al matzah kolshehu adam o chefetz. So chalos isur is the nature of an isur. It is a quality, a character of isur that takes effect on some platform. Person or an object, like for example, Kedusha and Tumah. So the word chal, we say chalos isser, chal means to fall, to go down on, to rest on. For example, Shmuel Beis, Paragimel, Psukim Chavches Chal says, V'yomer Noki Anochi Midmei Avner Bener, Yachulu al Rosh Yoav. Rashi, Yanuchu al Rosho. Radak, Yiplu V'yanuchu al Rosho. So again, you see this inyan of chal. It should be placed on his head. It should fall on his head. We also have a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Chav Gimel Yitasinei Saretz Hashem, etc. Al Rosh Hashem Yachul. In other words, it should fall on them. Eicha Dalet Vav Lo Chalu Ba Yadayim. So we find in Chazal, Chal relates to Isser. Isser Chal, and Isser Chal Al Isser. They also talk about Chalos when it comes to Kedusha, Kedusha Chala. Mishnah Torah Perkei is Mishnah Gimel. Kedushin is Chal. Kedushin Chal on Lelem Afreya in the Yerushalmi. Kedushin Perek Beis Halacha Dalet and Samach Beis. Shvua we have and Shvua Chal al Shvua. Chagim Pesach Shcheilos B'Shabbos, etc., etc. So you have this inyan of it falling. Isser falls on it. There's an article written by Professor Silman, who's a professor of philosophy interesting article, Hikabuyot Hilchatiyot Bein Nominalism V'Realism Iyunim B'Philosophia Shel Halacha in Dina Yisrael Tavshin Dalet Mem Tavshin Mem Hey from page Reish Mem Tes. So he talks about this idea of Matzah. It's a very philosophical article, you have to know philosophy and Hebrew to understand it. Hebrew well. In any event, so this Isser, it's a form of behavior. And Chalos Isser is when an Isser falls on something, is placed on something, a person, an object, like Tumah falls on somebody, a Chalos Tumah, Chalos Kedusha, Chalos Kedushin. So at the basis of this distinction is the Gisha Realistit that assumes that a chalos iser is a situation that you can't reduce it to forms of behavior. In other words, when we say gisha realistit, hein hakdusha v'hein hatumah v'hein chalot isur hem matzavei inyanim ba'alei mimad reali. It's something real. It's not just noumenalist. Noumen is the law, like nimus is the way you act. So there are many who understand that when you talk about tumah is something real. It's not just a halacha. There's a real, concrete, albeit invisible tumah here. If you had good eyes, you could see it. Kedusha also, chalosis are also. So therefore, the iser is chal. There's something real that's happening to this object. So it's like a poison. It's halachic poison. When there's a chalos iser, it becomes halachic poison. So let's look for a moment at basar nevela. So there are two stages mibchina musagit from a conceptual perspective. First is chal on the basar nevela chalos iser, and that is the tchuna mizika she'asuya lefgoa b'misho ochel mimenu. That is the harmful quality that is going to be pogeya, that is going to harm a person who eats from it. And then bishlav sheni, after you have the chalos iser, mibchina musagit, from a conceptual perspective, now you have the azhara. There's a warning of klalei itnagut, of behavioral rules, not to eat from this nevela. First there's a chalos iser on the nevela, and then there's the iser to eat from the nevela. Why aren't you allowed to eat? Because it's going to cause you harm, spiritual harm. Mibein hadvarim mishtamea שלפי תפיסה זו ייתכן שבשר נבלה שלא חלה עליו חלות איסור יהיה מותר באכילה. כלומר, כלל האיסור אינו אוסר לאכול בשר נבלה באשר הוא, אלא רק אם חלה עליו חלות איסור. So if in theory you have basar nevela that didn't have a chalos iser, then it would be mutar ba'achila. It's only aser b'achila after there's a chalos iser. This distinction between chalos iser and iser creates Murkavut normativit, normative complexity. Because conceptually you can think of situations that there's a chalos iser, and nevertheless there's no azhara. There's no iser, there's no klal hitnagut. And that would bring up various questions. These are various issues that have been discussed by Rib Shimon, even though he doesn't always use the terms Isser and Chalos Isser. So number one, We know that Asharos, Klaleit Nagut El Chatiim, Einam Ponim Lechere Shote V'Katan. We know that Isurim don't relate to a Chere Shote V'Katan. Aval, Torein Reb Shimon, Ein B'Kach Kedei Leshanot Et Chukei Ha'Itnagut Shel Chalot Ha'Isur. Lekatan Mutar Efor Lechol B'Sar Nevela. So, the Isser, the Azhara, doesn't change the Chalos Isser. So that means that a Katan is allowed to eat B'Sar Nevela because he's not Musar on B'Sar Nevela. Aval ein ze monea mechalot isur nevela lachul al besara nevela. That doesn't prevent the chalot isur nevela from being chal on the besara nevela. And therefore, as we said, it's like poison. So the shaila is the child going to be eating poison? The answer is yeah. Rachmana litzlan. And now we understand why gedolim mitzuvim lahafrisho. Shach yoredeya. Simon Pe'alev, Shaf Shekan Ochel Nevelos, Ein Mochem B'Yado, B'Tov La Frisho, because it's Metamtem. Most famous Tshuva of the Chasim Sofer, Pe Gimel, not to send a child to an institution where he's going to be eating unkosher food, because the food damages him. So there's a Chalosis, or even though there's no Isser on him, there's no Azhar on him. In certain Matzavim, you're allowed to eat Chazir, you're allowed to eat unkosher food, Pikoch Nefesh. But that doesn't mean there's no chalos isser. Avada is a chalos isser, and therefore it's masik. Shitas Rambam sofik isser lahakil. Reb Shimon will taina that this klal was said in the mishor of klaleit nagut, and he's matir to eat basar, which is sofik basar egel, sofik basar chazir. So the heter is vada, but it doesn't change the chalos isser, and therefore even if the basar is in fact basar chazir, there's a chalos isser, and the issa and the achila is going to cause nezek, it's going to cause spiritual harm. But because of the suffix, there's no isser to eat this food. Which brings up the kasha, how it's mutter. The guy's endangering himself. How does the Torah allow that? Adam shepa'al al pi hora shel beitin, shenitgalta kishguya, b'mekra kaze nuchal lomar, shelo efir klal et nagut, achorat beitin, Eina mishana et matzava shel chalot ha'isur. When based in paskins, and their psak is not correct, so he did what he was supposed to do. He followed the based in. But that doesn't mean there was no chalos isur. The based in can say what they want, but lemais, if it's usur, it's usur. Li dach gisa, yitachnu matzavim shebehem ha'isur kechlal et nagud chal, lamrot shelo chal kol chalot isur. Sometimes you can have a matzav where the isser is chal, even though there's no chalos isser, like isurei derabanan, which are not ontologically harmful, because the etzem cheftzas we've discussed, many have discussed, of derabanans is that the isser is not listening to the rabbis. That's the avera, but the cheftza itself doesn't change because the rabbis asked it. When the Torah says something is asked, there's something wrong with this actual object. When the rabbis answer it, there's nothing wrong with the actual object. It's just forbidden to eat it, because the rabbi said. But that doesn't ontologically change the nature of the object. So here you have an isser without a chalos isser. It's hard to say. This chalos isser derabanan. This chalos isser implies that it fell on the object. Something changed in the object, but no, the derabanan's on the person. So maybe you could say it's a chalos isser derabanan on the person, not on the object. Safik yisrael hachmir. So that says that you have to be machmir. It's an isser on the person. But it could be that it's mutter if it's daraisa. It could be that it's really heter klap ishmaya, and there's no chalos isser. But it's still aser for one to eat because of the klal suffik isser lachumra. המונחים איסור גברה ואיסור חפצה והבחנה ביניהם חוזרים ומופיעים בכתבי ראשי הישיבות הליטאיים. ובכל זאת נראה כי המשמעות המדויקת שלהם לא תמיד נהירה. על פניו הם קשורים לחלות האיסור ולא לאיסור ככלל התנהגות העזרה שפונה תמיד אל האדם. רב שמן עצמו השתמש במונחים אלה וגם הקדיש דיון מושגי לברר את תוכנה המדויק של ההבחנה ביניהם. So we know there's a rule, there's something called Isser Gavra and Isser Chefza. We usually understand Isser Gavra, so it's used a lot in the Svarim of the Rosh Yeshivas, the Litvish Rosh Yeshivas. And usually Isser Chefza relates to the Isser being chal on the object. What is Isser Gavra? Is that we say there's a chalos Isser on the Gavra? Chora, you say there's a chalos Isser on the Gavra, but it has nothing to do with the way he's supposed to act. It's something else. This is just stage one. Remember, we said there are two stages. First, there's the chalos Isser, and then there's the Isser Isurit Nagut. So it could be that Isser Gavra and Isser Chevtza are Chalos at stage one, and it doesn't relate to how the person acts. So let's start in the Gemara. The Talmudic source for these concepts of Isser Gavra and Isser Chevtza matsui b'sugyas tamait in an anonymous sugya, could very well be that it comes from the Savaroim, which is post-Talmudic. There are no names of Amorai mentioned in the sugya. That's why it's called Stamit. That's why in the university they always try to determine who the authors of this, who the authors of this are. Is it Stamit the Gemara, or is it in the name of somebody? So the Mishnah says, "Kol kiyunei nedarim kinedarim." All nicknames of nedarim are like nedarim, v'charam kacharam, v'shvuos kishvuos, v'nezirus kinezirus. And the Gemara discusses the Seder Advarim, first Nedarim, then Charamim, then Shavuos, then Naziris. And it says, why don't we have Kinui Shavuos after Nedarim? Why is it only after Charamim? And the Gemara's answer is, Aidi de Tani Nedarim de Mitzar Chevtza Alei, Tani Nami Charamim de Mitzar Chevtza Alei, La Fuke Shavua de Koasar Navshe Min HaChevtza. Since it says Nedarim, that there's an Isser Chevtza, it also says a charamim, when you say this is going to be cherim, to the Kohanim, to the Beis HaMikdash, that's also an Isser Chayfetz. And lahotzi shvua, so the kaaser nafshi min hachefetz. When it comes to nedarim, the chefetz is aser to you. When it comes to charamim, the chefetz is aser to you. And when it comes to Shavuos, you're asur on the Chevtza. Wasar atzmo al ha-Chefetz. Aval. Klal ze, hafchana zo, eina muvenet, im anachnu choshvim al isurei neder v'shvua, כעל כללי התנהגות. מעל אם החפץ אסור עליי, או שאני אסרתי עצמי מן החפץ. בשני המקרים כלל התנהגות פונה אליי, ואוסר עליי לאכול ליהנות מן הדבר האסור. If you hold it's just כללי התנהגות, then what does it matter whether I asked the object on me or I asked me on the object? So it seems that we're not talking about כללי התנהגות that relates to the person, אלא לאיסור כחלות, החלות איסור. כאשר השאלה היא, היכן ממוקמת חלות האיסור? היינו התכונה המזיקה שבעתיה נאסר החפץ. באדם או בחפץ? Where is the chalos iser? Where is this harmful quality for which the object became usser? On the person? Or on the object? Rav Shimon uses another term, Siba Se'isr. And in Isser Chevtza, the Siba Se'isr is in the object, the cause for the Isser, the reason for the Isser. And by an Isser Gavra, the Siba Se'isr is on the person. But that's not the same as the way he's supposed to act, just that he's the Siba of the Isser. So let's see Lishono Shel Talmido Agadol Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. The Isser, well, it's not his Lashon, but the Talmidim from his Shir. The Isser Cheftzu Hecha Shenimshach Siba Se'isr Me'a Chefetz Kevin Shechefetz Kazehu Ukamo B'Chazir Shesiba Se'isr No'a B'nei Shu Chazir. Why is Chazir Usser? The Siba Se'isr is that it's Chazir. That's the cause for the Isser. And therefore, according to those who hold the Surei Torah, Surei Cheftza, all these Surim, the Siba Se'isr is in the object. But by Shvua, the Siba Se'isr is not in the Chefetz. The Siba Se'isr Rakavur Ad Shenishba. Because he swore, and then it becomes an Isser Gavra. From him comes the Siba Se'isr, from the person. And in a neder, Nishtana HaChefetz LaKadosh, V'nimshach HaSiba Shel HaIsr Me'achefetz. By a nether, the chefetz became holy. One's not allowed to derive benefit from it. So the siva se'isr comes from the object. Like Raal. So that's clear. But the question is, the gabei iser gavra. What exactly is the gather there? By Shimon writes in the solution to Nedarim, Simon Chof Aleph, Shebeneder nase ishtanus be'atzmus hachefetz shenase iser chefetz. So that's pretty clear. But what about the iser gavra? Reb Shimon kotev shesibata isur nimshechet min ha'adam. So does Reb Shimon mean that there's an iser gav, there's a chalos iser on the person? Where the Isser Gavra is that it's just usser for the person to do this act. According to the first Hezber, Isser Gavra also causes Nezik. Just the Sibas HaNezik is on the person, not on the Chayfetz. So if we can take a mushel from the world of, from our physical world, an Isser Cheftza is that there's something wrong with this food. It's a neder, so it's like if a person eats something that's also a neder, it's like he ate poison. An Isser Gavra would be analogous, according to this metaphor, to a person who has an allergy for which certain foods cause harm. So it's his allergy. It's not... It's not the food that's the problem. It's him. He has this allergy, and that's what's going to cause him harm. And that's the Isser Gavra. So it's not just a klal hitnagut. It's not just a mode of behavior. But there's really an Isser on the Gavra. And therefore, if he eats what's Usser to him, what he Assered b'shavua, that he said b'shavua, he's not going to eat it. So that because this Isser was chal on him, it's going to cause him harm. But according to the second explanation, Isser Gavra is only a behavioral rule. And the Maisa Isser isn't Mazik, just like a Sura Durabanan. That are Asr al Tsiyag or for educational reasons. So he's not allowed to do it. He's forbidden to act this way. But not that there's an actual Isr that's chal on him that's going to cause him harm. He's just forbidden to act in a certain way. Not that he has some sort of allergy. It's like there's an American law that you're not allowed to, whatever, do a certain act. So he did it. He did something wrong. And we know in the end Hashem's going to punish him, but that doesn't mean that be'etzim there's something wrong with what he did. No. They just made a law that way, that he's not allowed to act that way. But Isser Gavra is more ontological. It's there be'etzim, there's this Isser on him. V'shtei optziot parshaniyot elu l'munach Isser Gavra mitzuyot kvar b'divrei rishonim, which I hope to get to. But before we do, maybe in a future shir, Nayen b'diyun acher shel Reb Shimon bo mishtamesh b'munachim anal b'mashnut hashniyah. That iser chefza sibas iser hamazika shiyesh b'davar ha'aser, and iser gavra is a klalat nagut. So it's important to emphasize that Reb Shimon uses the terms Isser Gavra and Isser Chefza in different contexts with different meanings. The meaning based on the context. Halomed tzarich efo lasim et hadagesh al hanituach hamusagi shel Reb Shimon b'chol inyan ulavin lefiv mahu hashimush shenaasa b'munachim hallelu b'oto hekshir. So you have to know what he means, what the context is. So here, Reb Shimon discusses in his Chedushim to Yevamos in Siman Yud Gimel, Ma moneh tfisat kiddushin ba'arayot? Haim isur ha-gavra azhara o isur ha-cheftza metziyut ha-erva? What prevents tfisas kiddushin in arayis? Aval לפני כן הוא מסביר כך, והבדל בזה נראה לניות דעתי הוא בשני שמות האיסורים, איסור חפצה וגברה, והוא דחילה ושאר איסורים הוא איסור חפצה שרצון התורה שלא יתגאל ישראל בחפץ זה, ומשום אחי אסרה תורה להכיל חלב לקטן. היינו אף שאיסור גברה לקה בזה שלא הסיר התורה אותו על זה, אבל רצון התורה שגם גופו של הקטן לא יתגר בדברים אסורים, תשמע אחי צוותה תורה שלא להאכילו. So first he starts with the cotton. And he says that chaleb another assumer and iser chefza, because the rutzen of the Torah is that the person shouldn't become filthy with this object. And therefore the Torah says, don't feed chaleb to a cotton. So even though there's no Isser Gavra on the cotton, the Torah didn't ask the cotton from doing this act of eating, but since there's an Isser Chefza on this Chelev, it's going to be harmful to the cotton. The Torah wants you to stay away. So don't feed a cotton. Even though there's no Isser Gavra, even though the Torah didn't ask him. Well, if he's an Omar, Dehach klala she'amra Torah lenyan tfisat kiddushin, the lo tafis ba'arayot kiddushin, hu rak im yesh shem erva aleha, v'shem ze shayach kol zman sheisur chefza ala, v'ze neida b'im yeh mutar lebar chiyuva la'achilo b'yadayim. So he says that this cloud that the Torah says, l'nyan tfisas kiddushin, that there's no tfisas kiddushin ba'arayis, that's only if there's a shame erva. And this shame is shaykh, there's an isser chefza. First there has to be a chalos shame erva, creating the isser chefza, and then there's no tfizis kedushin. How do you know if there's an isser chefza? If a bar chiyuv is mutter l'hachil b'yadayim, if there's no isser chefza, then a bar chiyuv can feed a non-bar chiyuv b'yadayim. But if there is an isser chefza, then he can't, because there's something essentially wrong with the object. So here also by Tfisas Kedushin, there is no Tfisas Kedushin by Arayus, because there's a shame erva on this woman. The Chefza becomes Aser. ומשום כך, אם הותרה ערווה על ידי הורת בית דין ולא אביד איסורה כלל, כיוון שהותר לו על ידי בית דין, מכל מקום בשביל זה לא נתפס בקידושין. So let's say, Beis Din was matir, this erva. He didn't do an iser, because Beis Din was matir. But that doesn't mean that there's going to be a tfisis kedushin, because there's a chalos iser on this woman. And once there's a chalos iser, it prevents any kedushin from being chal. וראיה לזה מבני צרות לבית הלל לבית שמי. דאבת מי שעשה על פי הורת בית דין, לא אביד איסור, הורות בית הלל לא אביד איסורה כלל, ומקום מקום ביבמה לשוק יהיה ולד פגום. והוא דאיסור חפצה לא נשתנה בשביל טעות בית דין, ורק איסור גברה לקה דעשה כפי הדין. So if, as long as you follow the Beis Din, you're Beseder Gomor. You follow the Beis Din. But that doesn't mean there's no Pagam. So Shimon Beis Hillel will argue about whether Tzaras Erva is mutter to do Yibum. Beis Shammai is matir, Beis Hillel asers. So sof kol sof, if you're mekel, I don't know exactly what Reb Shimon means here. You did al pi oraz Beis Hillel, maybe it means Beis Shammai. I don't know. It's not clear to me. But what is clear is that even if you do something al pi din, that's mutter. But if there is a chalos iser, there's going to be a pagam in the vlad. So let's say Beis Din is matir a woman to get married, because they paskin that her husband died, but the maisi didn't die. So she still has a chalos iser reishis ish. And now she marries somebody else, they have children, so we might never know. But that doesn't mean the children won't be pagum. So just because v'hu, the Isser Chevtza lo nishtana b'shvil toz Beis Din, the Isser Chevtza doesn't change because of the mistake of the Beis Din. V'rak Isser Gavra leka da'asa k'fi adin. There's no Isser Gavri, did al pi din. But there is an Isser Chevtza. So the Beis Din doesn't change the Isser Chevtza. Not everyone agrees with this, but Rav Shimon says. Okay, we have loads more to say b'siyata d'shmaya on this fascinating topic. And b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, Hashem should give us the seichel and the simchas chayim and the good health and the time and the energy and the financial means to continue learning Torah's Rav Shimon and a lot of other things that we have planned. We should be zochel l'lumod u'lelamed l'shmor v'las l'kaim z'kol t'vei samot u'rasu v'yahava amen v'yamein shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.